How you doing? This is Sergeant Bowman. I'm here in Hetch Hetchy, and it's June 1903. And something happened to me here last night. I want to say something about it. We got this cabin here at Hetch Hetchy. And inside that cabin, there's yet another table and another ledger and a lantern sitting on top. And I finished writing my report about everything that happened to me on the way here. If I saw something interesting or needed to write it down, when I wrote it down into that ledger. And I went to bed. And I was lying there in the bed, and in the middle of the night, I remember hearing the sound of that waterfall called Wapama. And that fall was just flowing through my dreams, and it was flowing through the night, and it was flowing through me, all of me. And it was so much of it, I felt like I was drowning in it, just lying there in the bed, drowning in all that water that once was snow, and all that snow that come out of that sky, and all those clouds that brought it here from an ocean I don't know if I'll ever see again. And then in the middle of all that, I heard this cry, this high cry, and I couldn't tell if it was a woman or if it was a coyote, but this cry came out of nowhere, riding above the sound of all that water, all that thunder, shaking the ground and shaking me. And I was listening to it, and I seemed to understand what was being spoken. I seemed to understand that it was a woman, and it was an Indian woman. I don't know, couldn't tell if it was Paiute or Miwok. Or Mono, I couldn't tell, but it was an Indian woman. The part of me that's Indian could tell that clearly. And I remember thinking, when I heard that cry, of all the things that have happened to these Indians that got around here from the gold rush on, all the killing that took place here, and all the suffering that took place here, all the pain that took place here. How can there be so much pain in a place so beautiful as Yosemite? You'd think that nothing was ever hurt in a place that got so much beauty in it. It's busting at the seams with so much beauty, and sometimes the rock give way to the sound of what it's feeling deep inside. Well, that was, I think, was in that sound, in that cry that I heard, that made me sit bolt upright in my bed to hear that woman or that animal, whatever it was, cry out in the night. And it got down into me as well. And there was a part of me that heard and understood what was being said. And it said this: we may not be here in the numbers we once were, but that don't mean we're gone. You may not see us, but we're here. You may not touch us, but we'll touch you. You will never forget that this land belongs to us and we are part of it. Something like that. I could feel that what was being said. And all it sounded like was just a cry, but there was something in it that wasn't no cry at all. There were words, and I know it may sound crazy to say that there are words spoken by waterfalls, but there were words in that music. And those words were meant for me to be hearing it in my sleep. Sometimes things get said to you during the daytime, you can't make no sense out of it at all. But sometimes the most powerful things get said to you when you're asleep. And sometimes the speaker is a waterfall called Wapama. Now, I ain't going to write that down in that little ledger on that table, but it's written down deep in my soul. It's written down deep, and I don't know if I can ever get rid of that sound, of that cry, of that voice that was here in Hetch Hetchy last night. And it flowed with the light of the moon into the water. It became thunder. It became song. And I know the Tuolumne got it now. And then it'll be the San Joaquin. It'll get it. And the Sacramento. And it's going to flow right down into that distant bay and become the sea. That's where it's going, and it's all going to come back. And I got a few more nights here, so I'm getting ready to hear the sound of those days that are gone away and those days that this place can never let go.